Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 154 to close at 18,140. It is a record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Whenever the Dow Jones Industrial Average hits a record high close, we have a celebration at the Money Radio Megaplex. The Money Radio Symphonic Orchestra plays the celebratory theme, and the Money Radio staff gathers in the main control room, and they are gathering right now. There are glass walls, windows, that separate me in the talk studio from them in the control room. And as they gather in the control room, Doreen is passing out candles. Doreen has been in charge of the candles ever since she figured out that scented candles work well. And we have, who do we have today? Big John, James, Doreen, Pam, Ashley, Marcus, Brian is here. Walt, the savior of my computer. Thank you, sir. RC gathering around as well. Okay, looks like we've got a good crowd. Where's the rest of the sales department? Ah, yes, it is Friday. Yes, it is a beautiful day for golf. Good point. Thank you. Okay, well, everybody's lighting up their candles there. And if everyone's candles are lit, everybody? Okay. It's a beautiful glow that comes up. It's an ambient candle-like glow. You just can't replace that. It's magnificent, really. And go ahead and begin the procession. There they go. There they go, marching out of the control room, down the hallway to the Money Radio Bistro, also known as the Break Room, where they will celebrate with milk and cookies. Today we have some Girl Scout Thin Mint cookies, as well as some Oreos and some chocolate chip cookies. Chips Ahoy or something like that, I don't know. Enjoy. Dow up 154 to record 18,140. S&P 500 up 12 at a record 2,110. NASDAQ Composite up 31 at 4,955. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note up 2 basis points at 2.13%. Oil down 82 cents at $50.34 per barrel. What happened today? Well, Eurozone finance ministers have been meeting in Brussels today for the latest round of emergency talks aimed at breaking the deadlock with Greece. Yesterday, Germany rejected a request by Athens to extend a loan program. They called the Greek proposal a Trojan horse. But now, it looks like we have an extension of the bailout loan agreement, probably a four-month extension. The current deal was scheduled to expire on February 28th. Eurozone officials say the accord required Greece to submit by Monday a letter to the Eurogroup listing all the policy measures it planned to take during the remainder of the bailout period to ensure they complied with conditions. So they haven't worked out all the details or even come close to resolving the problems. They didn't have to. They just needed to avoid making a big, irreversible mess of everything. So they hit the pause button. It might be the smartest thing they could have done. Greece has a new government, barely 1 month old. It's not reasonable to expect the new government to have fully formulated all the details of a bailout and recovery plan. They might not come up with a decent plan after 3 months or 4 months or 6 months, but there is no absolute requirement that it had to be done today. So, wait. Just chill out and try to come up with something better than the current plan, which seemed to be that Greece submit to German domination and policies that have proven to be horrible failures, or conversely, exit the Eurozone and likely destroy the Union in the process. Now, you could just say that this is just kicking the can down the road, but that's better than having everything explode. Now, the next hurdle is for Greece to make it through the weekend. Depositors have been pulling money out of Greek banks at an accelerating pace, despite government assurances that there is no plan to introduce capital controls to stem the outflows. Deposit outflows rose to a total of over €1 billion in the past 2 days, some of the highest daily levels seen this year. And Monday is a public holiday in Greece. Greeks are nervous before a three-day weekend, given memories of capital controls imposed in Cyprus in 2013 over a long three-day weekend. Assuming Greece doesn't make a mess of things over the weekend, though, the best bet is that time is on their side. Germany would like to humiliate the Syriza party and make an example of them, so that the other far-left challengers to the status quo in Europe are not encouraged, namely the Five Star Party in Italy and the Podemos Party in Spain. Of course, the longer German intransigence on indebtedness continues, the more radical the political movements will become in the periphery. But for now, the markets are assuming that all will be well. Risk on. The Dow, the S&P 500, the Russell 2000 all hit record highs today. The NASDAQ Composite, close to a record. This is the first time the Dow has closed at a record this year. It's been 56 days since the Dow's last all-time high, reached on December 26. The Dow climbed to closing records on 38 days in 2014, 52 record high closes in 2013. The S&P 500 is up 0.6% for the holiday shortened week after reaching a record February 17th. It's up 2.4% this year. $5.8 billion has flowed into European stocks this week, with $21.6 billion coming in over the last 6 weeks. This was the fourth straight week of inflows to high-yield bond funds. Junk bonds, now the best-performing sector this year, and 1% from its all-time high. Risk on. The biggest refinery strike since 1980 continues after the United Steelworkers Union instructed members to reject a seventh labor contract offered by Royal Dutch Shell. The proposal, the first one made by Shell since February 5th on behalf of companies including Chevron and ExxonMobil, fails to improve safety in an enforceable way, according to the United Steelworkers. Since February 1st, more than 5,000 USW workers have walked out of 9 U.S. refineries that account for about 13% of U.S. fuel capacity. Meanwhile, the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association have not been able to reach a deal on a labor contract for dock workers at the West Coast seaports that handle some 40% of U.S. trade. Ports in Los Angeles, Long Beach, Oakland, Seattle, and Tacoma have endured 4 months of slowdowns that reduced cargo movement by almost half. Now, Labor Secretary Tom Perez says if no agreement is reached by Sunday, he will call negotiators to Washington for further talks. Due to the parts shortage from the West Coast port slowdown, Honda said it expected output loss of about 5,000 cars from February 24th to March 2nd at two North American car factories. Spokesman said the supply situation will be a little bit better next week due to the delivery of more parts by air. From February 16th to 23rd, Honda reduced output by 20,000 cars at five North American car factories. Takata, the Japanese maker of airbags that have led to millions of car recalls worldwide, will be fined $14,000 for each day it fails to cooperate with the U.S. investigation into the part defect. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox said his agency has requested documents and other data from Takata about the airbags, and the company has not complied. The fines could reach a maximum of $70 million. We've all seen the pictures of the piles of snow in Boston, or the partially frozen Niagara Falls. But the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reports that this winter has been the sixth warmest winter on record in the U.S. and the warmest since 2012. Globally, temperatures on land as well as temperatures for land and ocean combined were the second highest for January since records began in 1880. Temperatures in the December-January period were above average in most of the contiguous U.S., and California averaged record temperatures. Precipitation was below average. While it was colder than average in the Northeast, it was warmer than average in the West. There's a sharp cutoff between areas where storm systems have cut across the upper Midwest and Northeast, dropping copious or at least normal amounts of snow, and areas they missed. The biggest snow loser this year is the West Coast. Much like last year, if you were planning a ski vacation to California, you might want to rethink it. Mount Shasta Ski Park, Badger Pass, and Mount High are among a handful of resorts that are closed, at least until the next storm arrives. Compounding matters, downright hot weather has quickly melted much of the paltry snowpack in the western U.S. Temperatures have soared as high as the 60s in the mountains this week. While ski resorts and tourist attractions have felt the pinch from the lack of snow, the real worry is what comes in April, or more specifically, what doesn't come in April, when the snowpack usually melts and feeds reservoirs across the West. The Justice Department will seek an emergency stay to block a decision by a federal judge and allow eligible immigrants to apply for benefits granted under President Obama's executive action. Immigration advocates have called on the administration to take legal action to reverse the injunction issued by U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen that halted the issuance of work permits to eligible immigrants one day before the program's launch. If the judge does not approve the stay, a delay could prevent the administration from filing an appeal in the Fifth Circuit, where the decision would be taken out of Judge Hanen's hands. Approximately 4.7 million undocumented immigrants are expected to be granted relief from deportation under the program if it is allowed to go through. We invite you to follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio. And if you'd like to read along, you'll find text and audio at the website eatthebankers.com. That's the daily blog, eatthebankers.com. And when you go there, be sure and check out the iTunes tab. You can now start getting us on iTunes. Go to the iTunes store and check out the Financial Review.